table, and I thought it was a confirmation of our speaking this morning.
早晨有姊妹在祷告中就提到这一节的圣经，我觉得这是主为我们的印证。
For the word of the cross is to those who are perishing foolishness, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
22. For indeed, Jews ask for signs, Greeks search for wisdom. 23. But we preach Christ crucified.
22. 犹太人是神迹，希利尼人是求智慧，我们却是钉十字架的基督。
1 Corinthians 2, verse 2.
在哥林多前书第二章第二节。
The Apostle Paul says, For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
In Matthew chapter 16,
马太福音第十六章，新约圣经马太福音第十六章
，verse 18,
十八节。
And I also say to you that you are Peter. This is Jesus speaking.And I also say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not overpower it.
这里是主耶稣说，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
Let's continue with a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we do thank you for the Lord's table this morning.
天父，我们为今天早晨的饼杯的聚集，我们感谢你。
To begin this week by remembering thee.
我们开始这一个星期是从纪念你开始的。
Our very breath, our heartbeat, our joy, our forgiveness, all found in thee.
我们所有的生命气息，我们所有的赦免，一切都在你里面。
Now, Lord, we look to thee for anointing of thy word this morning.
早晨我们要我们在交通你话语的时候，你打你的恩膏。
Empower your word.
让你的话产生出能力。
Give anointing to our ears.
让我们的耳朵也被膏抹。
You are spirit, and we want to listen in the spirit this morning.
你是灵，愿我们在灵里面听你向我们说话的声音。
We pray this in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus.
我们祷告是靠可称颂之主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. All blessings on this earth, of course, come from our Heavenly Father.
所有一切的美善，在这地球上的一切都是从天父而来。
And what do you think is the greatest blessing that any of us can experience today?
你认为我们今天每一个人能够经历到的最大的祝福是什么呢？
Well, of course, we would obviously say in the Bible.
我们可以说明显的应该是圣经。
This is God's word.
这是神的话。
It must be fellowship.
我们可以有交通。
God's body.
是神的基督的身体。
But if we examined it a little bit further, we would see that the Lord said, I am going to give you my spirit.
但是我们仔细的来查考的时候，我们发现主对我们说，我要将我的灵赐给你们。
John the Baptist said when he saw Jesus coming in Matthew 3:11, he says, He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
当施洗约翰看见主耶稣的时候，那是记载在马太福音第三章十一节，那里说看哪，他来要用圣灵给你们施洗。
It is a wonderful thing to hide the word of God in our hearts that we might not sin against.
我把主的话存在我们心里是非常重要的，让我们不致得罪他。
But we can have the word of the Lord, or we can have the word of God in our heart, and it can cause us to be self-righteous.
我们把主的话存在心里，有的时候甚至会让我们感到自义。
This plagued the men and women even in Bible times.
在就是主耶稣所在的时代，也是如此。
Pharisees, scribes, they knew this Old Testament.Inside out, upside down, backwards.
他们那个时候法利赛人和那些文士，他们可以把圣经背得滚瓜烂熟。
But it made them superior to others.
他们觉得他们比别人更加的超越。
They were corrupted, actually, by the word.
他们实在说来，因着好像得着这样的话，而他们败坏了。
Jesus said to them, He says, "You look at the word."And try to life in it, get life out of it.
你们查考圣经，要从里面得着生命。
The problem is, brothers and sisters, you and I have a spirit in us that has been poisoned. We have a spirit in us that's been poisoned.
我们的难处是说，因为我们的这个人的灵是被毒害了。
And because we are poisoned.Even we can take this word and we can turn it in such a way, we can even say it the right thing, but the spirit is wrong.
我们因着灵里面的光景不对，所以我们即使是读了主的话，我们可以讲的外面的话是对的，但是灵却是错的。
We can say to our children, you must learn to share, but we say it with a spirit of anger.
我们可以对我们的孩子说，你们要彼此的要能够在一起玩在一起，但是我们的灵却是另外一个灵。
Teaching our children to share is very, very biblical.
让我们的孩子们能够和其他的人在一起，这是很符合圣经的。
It is correct. It's right. It's righteous.
这是对的，而且是义的。
But with the wrong spirit, it brings death.
但是因着错的灵却带进了死亡。
And turns the child off.
却把这个孩子好像带到了另外的一端。
It embitters them against the word.
好像让他们却反感主的话。
Much correction, good correction given by parents is given with the wrong spirit.
很多时候父母的矫正却是用了一个错误的灵。
My best drill sergeants in the military were those that could often be very, very harsh and very, very strong in their reproof and correction.
在里面的那些长官，他们的责备非常的严厉。
But when their spirit was for one purpose, to learn discipline to keep us alive in battle,We never mind the discipline.
如果这个长官他的灵乃是为了让我们在征战中能够存活下去，我们其实并不在乎他怎样的严厉。
But any correction administered in the wrong spirit causes one to resist and back off.
当这个讲台的信息，如果那个灵是错的，就让我们与神的话反而离得更远。
Thank God this morning we are forgiven.
感谢神，早晨我们都在主的赦免里面。
Our sins have been removed.
我们的罪已经被洗净。
When Jesus died on the cross, it meant justification.
当主耶稣钉死在十字架上的时候，使我们得称为义。
It meant separation from the world.
我们已经和世界完全分别。
It even meant being delivered from becoming delivered from this self-life.
已经从己的生命里面被释放出来。
I just sang, we can the victory of the cross.
就像刚才我们所说的，我们可以来经历十字架的得胜。
But behind everything at the cross, Jesus dealt with the Spirit in us.
但是在这十字架的背后，主耶稣要来对付我们里面的灵。
And that's what we would like to just share in these few minutes this morning.
早晨，我们借着这一点时间和弟兄姊妹交通。
How did the Lord Jesus deal with our old man, our I, this spirit of anger at the cross?
我们早晨来交通，主耶稣怎样的借着十字架来对付我们这个旧人，就是这一个这个不对的灵，这个愤怒的灵。
Thank the Lord that everything that he did it with a right spirit.
感谢主，当他来做的时候，都是在对的灵里面来做。
When he was rejected, some people, the disciples rose up and should we pray to bring down thunder and lightning and kill these people?
当主耶稣被人拒绝的时候，他的门徒说：“主啊，我们要不要祷告，让神这个打雷把这些人都除掉？”
And Jesus looked at them and he said, "You do not know the spirit in which you speak."
主耶稣对他们说：“你们不晓得你们说话里面那个灵是如何的。”
Peter thought he was being so brilliant when he said, "Lord, God forbid that you go to the cross."
那么彼得觉得自己非常的有智慧，说：“千万不可，你不可以上十字架。”
And Jesus made it very clear to him of the spirit of which he talked, spoke when he said, "Get thee behind me, Satan."
那么主耶稣非常清楚地跟他讲说：“撒旦，退我后面去吧。”
We can be conversing with husband and wife. We can be conversing with our children, brothers and sisters. And all the time have a spirit of Satan in us.
当我们在家庭里的弟兄姊妹交往的时候，这个撒旦的灵在我们里面。
How different our Lord Jesus was.
我们的主是何等的不同。
And in Luke 23:34,
在路加福音23章34节。
Luke 23:34, but Jesus was saying, "Father, forgive them. They knew not what they are doing."
路加福音二十三章三十四节，当下耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
And they cast lots, dividing up his garments among themselves. Verse 35. And the people stood by looking, and even the rulers were sneering at him, saying, "He saved others; let him save himself." If this is the Christ of God, His chosen one.
兵丁就研究分他的衣服。三十五节，百姓站在那里观，官府也嗤笑他，说他是别人。他若是基督，人所拣选的，可以救自己吧。
Verse 36, and the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him, offering him sour wine, and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself."
36节，兵丁也戏弄他，上前拿醋给他喝，说：“你若是犹太人的王，可以救自己吧。”
When Jesus says, "Father, forgive them," he was not saying it to his closest friends.
当主耶稣说“父啊，赦免他们”的时候，他所求的不是他最亲近的这些朋友。
He was not saying it to his mother. And a few of the other sisters who were there at the cross.
并不是为了他的母亲和那些和那些姊妹们。
He was saying to those who despised him, who hated him with a passion.
是对那些恨他、瞧不起他、藐视他的这些人。
Those who had been laughing and scoffing at him for the past hour had carried that cross up Golgotha.
当他在前一个小时背着十字架在那里走上各个他山的时候，这些人在那里一直的嘲笑辱骂他。
They had nothing good to say about him.
他们没有讲到主一点的好处。
And yet, his first words from the cross are, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
当主耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，头一句话就说：“ 父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
He wasn't saying this in just a patronizing, in just a sort of a pastoral prayer way.
他并不盼望我们只是在这样模仿的这样的跟他讲这样的祷告。
He was conversing with his father. Father, have mercy on these people.
他就说父啊，怜悯这些人。
They're blinded.
他们是瞎眼的。
They don't see.
他们看不见。
Show them.
启示他们。
Let them see the right answer.
让他们知道那个真正的答案是什么。
Have compassion.
怜悯他们。
He cared for them.
他关心他们。
Absolutely no concern about himself.
一点都没有想到他自己。
He is already in excruciating physical pain.
他已经经受了巨大的身体的疼痛。
And his pain is going to, of course, intensify more as he begins bearing the sin of the world.
当然当他要来背负世人的罪孽的时候那个痛苦更加的会增添。
He had a different spirit.
但是他有另外的一种的灵。
And his spirit ruled his life.
这个灵在他的里面来管理他的生命。
The spirit in Christ ruled his emotions.
这个灵在那里管理他的情感。
It ruled his mind.
管理他的思想
even ruled over the agony of his body
是来管理他整个全在那里的 巨大的痛苦
that in that state he could think of others before himself
在这样的一种的情形下他总是先想到别人而不是想到自己
when Jesus says I will build my church
当主耶稣说我要建造我的教会
I will have a body
我要
It will be founded on the spirit of forgiveness.
这一个建造是建造在这一个赦免的灵的上面。
Oh, many prayers this morning around the table inferred the forgiveness of the Lord for our sin.
今天早晨我们在一起祷告的时候，许多的祷告都说到主赦免了我们的罪。
And that might be the first little baby step as far as the body of Christ. And it's very necessary.
这是非常重要的虽然在整个的过程中这好像只是头一步
But the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is built on forgiveness one for another
基督会是建立在彼此处的根基之上
And this is something that we have to spiritually exercise daily
这是我们每一天都需要有的属灵的操练
No doubt most of you live with someone in your home
当然我们还家里面有家人。
And I don't care if it's your identical twin, they are much different than you.
就算是这个有这个一样的这样的双胞胎但是彼此也是不同。
And to live with another person, another human being, takes the forgiveness of the Lord in our life.
如果能够和另外一个人住在一起，我们需要常常支取主的赦免。
We are all different. We fold our clothes different. We want different temperature in the room. Everything about us is different than the other person.
我们和另外一个人总是不同的，无论是我们的衣着，还是我们对室内的感觉，各方面我们都是不同的。
And for two people to get along, there must be.A considerate for the other person.
当我们要和别人在一起的时候，我们总是要考虑到别人的需要。
I must come to the place where I realize I'm not the only person on this universe.
我们来到这个地方的时候，我们绝不能想说我是宇宙中唯一的一个人。
But this is not something I deal with in my mind.
我需要在我的思想里面来对付。
A mental thought of positive attitude towards another person will carry you maybe for a minute.
我们可以有自己这个想来约束自己有些这个积极的思想但是这些只能帮助我们很短短的时间。
It's the spirit of selfishness in us that is where the problem is.
实在是我们里面那个自私自利的灵在那里产生出所有的难处。
Thank the Lord for the Lord Jesus' spirit.
我们感谢主为了他的这个灵我们感谢他。
And he says, I will baptize you with that spirit.
他说我要用这样一种的灵来给你们实践。
Now that's blessing, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是祝福。
It's a lot greater blessing than having a new car.
这实在是比得到一部新的车子那个祝福还要大。
It's a lot better having his spirit than clothes.
我们实在说了，得到他的这样的灵比我们有新的这个衣服更加的有福。
or even family members, and we appreciate brothers, sisters, children, husband, wife, but they're not near as important as the blessing of a new spirit.
我们可以有家人，我们可以有许多弟兄姊妹，但是这一切都没有办法和这一个新的灵来相比。
See, the cross is foolishness to the world.
对于世界来讲，这个十字架实在是愚拙的。
The Greeks think with their mind.
这些希腊人用他们的思想在那里思想。
Well, the Greeks say if you can just figure things out and live in a peace because of your mind, you accomplish something.
如果你能够用头脑想到一些事，你能够平安的话，你就可以成就什么事情。
The Lord Jesus comes along and says that our mind must go to the cross.
主耶稣告诉我们说，我们的思想要被钉在十字架上。
And in fact, everything about us must go to the cross.
实在说来，我们关于我们自己的一切都要被钉在十字架上。
And the more we deem ourselves crucified during the day, the more the Spirit of God is able to come out inside of us and to fill us.
我们越是这样的能够来经历这十字架的救赎，主的灵在我们里面就更加的丰富。
We do not need to live in spiritual poverty.
我们不需要活在这种属灵的贫穷的当中。
We have been given the Spirit of God.
我们已经得着神的灵。
The Spirit of Christ.
是基督的灵。
These aren't just words that Jesus is just carefully saying at the cross. The reason for these words.
这并不是主好像随随便便在十字架上所说的一些话，主讲这些话是有目的的，是有原因的。
Another word at the cross, verse 43 and 23.
在十字架上的另外一句话是在路加福音23章43节。
We're going to just cover these rather quickly this morning.
我早晨我把这些很快的提过。
Obviously, each one of these words are a book in themselves, much less a message.
实在说来，主在十字架上的这讲的这七句话可以写成一本书。
There's many books out just on this word, forgiveness.
光是说这个赦免就可以写好几本书。
Verse 43.
在四十三节。
And Jesus said to him, "Truly, I say to you today, you shall be with me in paradise."
耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你。今日你要同我在乐园里了。
Who is the Lord Jesus speaking?
主耶稣在和谁讲话？
This is a criminal who has never done one thing right in his entire life.
这是一个罪犯，在他的一生当中，好像从来没有做过任何一件对的事。
His entire life, he has not only rejected God, he's rejected all of God's laws.
他在他一生当中不仅他弃绝神，而且他弃绝神一切的律法。
He has rejected all the rights of other people.
他拒绝人，其他人的一切的权利。
He is a hardened criminal.
他是一个非常这个铁硬的罪犯。
And immediately when he was placed next to the Lord Jesus there on the cross, he began with his other friend to mock the Lord Jesus.
他和另外一位强盗一同被和主钉在十字架上，那么他们一同的在那里嘲笑主耶稣。
But then he got a glimpse of the Lord Jesus.
但是他看了主一眼。
Something of his spirit.
好像在他灵感觉到一些东西。
Did he get that? What did he hear? What did he see?
他看见什么？他听见什么呢？
He saw this man look down upon his enemy and say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
他看见有一个人在面对他的仇敌，他所说的乃是，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
He thought he was a tough man.
他觉着这个人实在是一个刚强的人。
He was above the law.
他觉得他自己是个很强的，他觉得他自己可以无法无天。
But he heard a word, a statement, absolutely brought him to his knee. I don't want to say to his knees because he's not going to come to his knees.
但是他在这里听到了主这样的话的时候，他整个的人谦卑下来。
This man was struck. He was humble.
他这个人被击打，这个人谦卑下来。
He had seen. He was looking at who was much bigger than us.
他看见这里有一个人比他大。
He had never heard such a statement.
他从来没有听过这样的话。
Oh, brother, this is the way to witness.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们见证的路。
This is the spirit that draws people to the Lord.
这就是这一个灵来吸引人来归向主。
Oh, when we care and love and forgive one another, people will be drawn to the Lord.
当我们彼此饶恕、彼此相爱的时候，就吸引人来归向主。
Secret to parenting. It is the secret to parenting.
这个我们教养孩子也是这样的，同样的秘诀。
Yelling, screaming, scolding the children, that's not the way to parenting.
我们在那里吼叫，在那里斥责我们的孩子，这并不是管教。
Oh, but when the parent sees dad's love for mom and mom's gentleness and subject dad, the children take notice.
当儿女们看见爸爸妈妈在一个顺服的灵里来顺服爸爸，那么儿女们就受吸引。
In the workplace, when we have that forgiving spirit to our boss who is an angry man, the other employees take notice.
当我们在工作中，我们作为一个职员来顺服我们那一个发脾气的主管，那么我们的同事就看见这里有个吸引。
We don't need to say a word.
我们实在说来都不需要讲一句话。
People will come to you and say, "What makes you different?"
人就会来问说，为什么你会有这样的不同呢？
That's how I personally, 1971, was drawn to the Lord in a stronger measure.
实在说，这就是1979年我被吸引到主面前。
I had a businessman working for me.
我有一个生意人来我工。
He was putting a new roof on my house.
他在我的那个公司呢，来修整那个房顶。
And there was this presence of peace. There was this smile that radiated from his face.
好像在他里面有一种说不出的平安，好像有一种的光彩从他的脸上，这个出来。
Even though I was a believer,
虽然我是一个信主的人，
I was drawn to this man's peaceful life.
我就被他这一个平安的生命所吸引。
Oh, the grace of the Lord towards this criminal.
主对这一个犯罪的人是何等大的恩典。
When this man asked for mercy,
当这一个人在那里求怜悯的时候，
asked to be remembered,
他求主纪念他。
The Lord said, he could have said, "Well, not after what you did to me."
那么主可以说别的话。
That's nothing of the kind.
并不是像我们所想象的。
Spirit of grace possessed the Lord.
但是这里有恩典。
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
怜悯人的有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。
Brothers and sisters, do you want the mercy of the Lord to come upon you this week?
弟兄姊妹，你愿意这个礼拜主的怜悯临到你身上吗？
It's only going to start when we brothers are merciful to our wives.
当我们做弟兄的对我们的妻子有怜悯。
Wives merciful to our husbands.
做妻子的对我们的先生有怜悯。
Parents merciful to the children.
做父母的对儿女有怜悯。
Being kind to them.
对他们仁慈。
Oh, that does not mean that they are not chastened.
并不等于说我们不再去管教他们。
But chastened in love.
但是是在爱中的管教。
Chastened with explanation of why they're unchastened.
我们是管教的时候是把那个管教的原因清楚地告诉他们。
This is the spirit of the cross.
这就是十字架的灵。
And it is so practical.
这实在是非常可以让我们来实行的。
So every day, so living.
这是我们每一天每一时刻都可以来经历的。
So Monday morning.
每一个礼拜一的早晨都可以来经历。
So Tuesday and so Wednesday.
每个礼拜二，每个礼拜三。
Praise God.
赞美神。
What a spirit we see there on the cross.
我们在十字架上所看的是所看见的是何种的 何种样的一种灵。
In John 19,
约翰福音第十九章
verse 26,
二十六节。
When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, this would be nearby the cross, he said to his woman, "Be your son."Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother."
二十六节，耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”又对那门徒说：“看你的母亲。”
And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own household.
从此，那门徒就接他。到自己家里去了。
Remember, the Lord Jesus is not sitting in a beautiful law office at this time, writing out his will for his mother.
我们要知道，这个时候主并不是坐在很舒适的这个律师的这个办公室里面，好像写一个遗嘱来告诉他妈妈或者其他人该怎么做。
He is being asphyxiated through crucifixion.
他正在那里被在十字架上来忍受十字架的痛苦。
A great loss of blood.
他已经流了血。
There is much antagonism around, much noise and clamor from the enemies.
有许多的敌对的人在那里，许多嘈杂的声音。
And yet we see the presence of caring, responsibility.During this time,
就是在这样的时候，我们看见有那样的一种的关怀和那样的责任感。
Again, brothers and sisters, the spirit is ruling the emotions and the mind.
这里面我们看见这个灵在那里掌管着这个情感和这个思想。
A spirit of responsibility
是一个有责任的灵。
A spirit of caring.
是一个关怀的灵。
His mother is a widow.
他的母亲是一个寡妇。
Now she's even getting a little older.
当她在更年长的时候。
She has had children.
她实在是许多的孩子。
And he cares for her.
那么，但是他关心她。
Thinking about her needs before his needs.
他关心到。他母亲的需要在他自己的需要之先。
When we live and we walk by the Spirit, others' needs come before our needs.
当我们在这个灵里面行走的时候，别人的这个需要就成为我们的需要。
Making sure the other person is being helped and cared for.
我们总是说别人的需要有没有得到关怀，得到照顾。
But there's also something deeper here spiritually.
当然我们知道在这里在属灵上有比这更深一层的意义。
The Lord is reminding us that we are a family.
主这里特别的来提醒我们，我们是在一个家里的人。
John is related spiritually to this woman.
门徒约翰在灵里面和他的母是有关系的。
We come from different backgrounds.
我们都有不同的背景。
But Paul'sSays we're neither Jew nor Greek.
保罗告诉我们，我们不再是犹太人，我们也不再是希利尼人。
Being a bond slave or being an owner of a lot of land. That's not the issue.
现在不再是谁做主人，谁做奴仆。
This past Sunday, I was in a village in India, breaking bread with the body there.
在过去的一个主日，我在印度的一个小村庄里面，和在那里面的圣徒们一同的薄饼。
And as you know, in India there are great caste systems. Caste systems, a hierarchy.
Oh, I see. Yeah. 在那个印度，你知道有许多的这种等级制度，非常严格的等级制度。
And there were about 200 of us, of doctors from the medical hospital there.
在那里，他们有两圣徒，那么有这个医生。
Great educations.
非常好的教育。
But the majority were poor people.
大部分都是很贫穷的。
Make a dollar, $2 a week.
一个星期可能能够挣一块美金到两块美金。
A little bit of rice and a little bit of lentil is their meal three times a day.
那么每一天就是一点的米饭，再加上一点点的这种的汁。
And when we got ready to have the Lord's table, there was one cup.
我们在那里享用主的宴席的时候，就只有一个杯。
And I watched that cup go from person to person. They're all sitting down on the floor, cross-legged. Cup go from one to one each other and drink out of it.
那么这个杯就在大家都坐在地上，一个一个的传过来，大家都在那里喝。
In the caste system, there, person that is poor drinks out of a cup. The owner immediately breaks the cup. No one will ever use that cup again.
如果是在这个等级制度的里面，如果这一个仆人用过的杯子，这一个主人就会把这个杯子完全摔碎，他从来不会用仆人用过的杯子。
But around the Lord's table, there's a different spirit.
但是在主的桌子面前，那个灵是另外一种灵。
I've been in Jerusalem. I've sat down with an Arab, a Palestinian, and an Israeli, and all Christians drank out of the same cup.
我去过这个和一些阿拉伯人和以色列人还有各种各样的人在一起，大家在一起薄饼的时候都用一个杯。
At the cross, the Lord gave us a spirit of family.
在十字架上，主给我们一个家的灵。
We have no rights to decide who we are going to like and who we are not going to like.
我们从此再也没有权利来决定谁是我所喜欢的，谁是我所不喜欢的。
And the Lord puts us with quite an assortment. Quite a variety of people.
这个主把我们都这些不同人都放在一起。
And you know why he does that? Why does he put us with this assortment?
主为什么这样做呢？
This variety is to test us.
这是一个试验。
What spirit do we possess?
我们里面的灵到底是怎样的灵？
Is it a spirit like the disciples had before Pentecost? Who is the greatest?
是不是像在这个五旬节之前，这些门徒们的灵总是说谁是最大的？
Or is it the spirit of girding ourselves with a towel and washing one another's feet?
还是说那一个愿意来彼此洗脚的灵？
Oh, there's a big difference.
这实在是有太大的分别。
One is from hell, one is from heaven.
一个是从地狱而来，一个是从天上而来。
One prepares us for heaven, and the other prepares us for great blessing.
有一个是让我们来承受属天的，有一个是让来受管教。
But the Lord provided us with His Spirit.
但是十字架为我们带来这一个灵。
Oh.May we embrace the family of God.
愿我们都来拥抱神的家。
From the youngest,
从最年幼的。
You know, this is something the Pharisees, the religious leaders, could not understand.
这是这些宗教的这些法利赛人和这些宗教徒他们所不能明白的。
Does Jesus know who he's talking with and eating with? This woman was a prostitute.
这个人实在是荒地，他这位主怎么能够和他在一起吃喝呢？
This woman, this man was a tax collector.
这个人乃是个税吏。
What's Jesus doing?
主耶稣在做什么？
A different spirit.
是不同的灵。
And this spirit was magnified at the cross.
在这个灵在十字架上彰显了出来。
Brothers and sisters, this is why God could exalt the Lord Jesus above all.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神能够让主耶稣被高举超过一切的原因。
Not because he was a great teacher.
并不是因为他是一个伟大的教师。
But because he had the Spirit of God in him.
乃是因着有神的灵在他里面。
He would do nothing of himself and out of himself.
他从不做自己的事，也不由着自己来做事情。
In Matthew 27,
在马太福音27章。
We have a fourth word on the cross.
是主在十字架上说的第四句话。
Matthew 27 verse 46.
马太福音二十三章，马太福音二十七章，二十七章四十六节。
And I will start with the 45th verse. Verse 45.
从四十五节开始。
From the sixth hour.Darkness fell upon the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
从午正到深处，遍地都黑暗了。约在深处，耶稣大声喊着说，以利，以利。拉玛撒巴哥达尼，就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
？From 9 o'clock in the morning till 12, it was daylight.
从早晨九点到午正，实在是是白天。
And the Lord had spoken these first three words that we've just talked about.
主耶稣就说了刚才我们所交通的三句话。
He was visible to everyone.
他里谁都可以看见的，看得见。
At 12, it became absolutely dark.
到了午正的时候，到了中午十二点的时候，完全的黑暗。
No one could see him.
没有人可以看见他。
And Jesus experienced the vanishing vision of God.
主耶稣在那里经历到失去神的同在。
As believers.We never experienced something like this.
作为一个信主的人，我们从来不会有这样的经历。
Now there are unbelievers who have tasted something of this.
当然，不信主的人他们会尝到这样的滋味。
In Genesis 4:13, Cain says, "My punishment is more than I can bear."
在创世纪第四章那里面，该隐就说：“你给我的刑罚我受不了。”
Cain rejected God.
该隐弃绝神
Forever separated from God.
他永远和神分开
Esau despised the spiritual things that his father Esau, Isaac was teaching him.
以扫弃绝了他的父亲以撒所教导他的属灵的福分
And Jacob was blessed by Isaac.
这个雅各是因着以扫的祝福。
And when Esau realized that he had lost that blessing,
当以扫知道他自己失去了那个祝福
，an exceedingly great cry of bitterness came up out of his heart.
他立刻里面充满了苦毒的大哭。
Separated from God,
他和神分离。
Saul, King Saul, remember when he moved away from the presence of God?
你还记得那个扫罗王当他从神面前被挪去的时候
And he makes that statement in 1 Samuel 28 The Lord has departed from me. He doesn't hear my prayer anymore.
他知道这个在撒母耳记上那里面说到当神离开扫罗的时候他知道他的祷告神再也不听了
Forsaken
是被神弃绝
God turned his back on his son.
这里面我们看见父神也不看他的儿子。
At this moment, Jesus wearing all of our sin.
在这一刻，主耶稣在那里担负了我们一切的罪。
A holy, righteous, perfect, just God could not look at Jesus at that time.
圣洁公义完全这个正直的神在那个时候不能够看他的儿子。
And Jesus alone bore that sin.
主耶稣在十字架上独自担当我们一切的罪孽。
But he had down in his innermost being hope in the Father.
但是在他的最深处他还是在那里仰望他的父。
He stated the situation, God, don't forsake me.
他这里说父啊不要离弃我。
The good news is,
好消息。
Brothers and sisters, there's nothing we will ever go through.
这是我们作为神的儿女从来没有经历过的。
But the Lord went through.
像我们的主这样。
You might think you're going through some deep water today.
也可能你觉得你今天经过了深水。
It might be sickness. It could be a death in the family.
也可能是疾病，也可能是家人过世。
No one will go through what the Lord went through.
没有人所经历的像我们的主所经历的。
And the Spirit in Christ overcame.
在主里面的灵得胜。
We can overcome. We just sang that song of victory.
我们刚才所唱的诗歌得胜。
Only by the Spirit of God.
只有借着神的灵。
Not through someone patting us on the shoulder and saying, it's going to be okay.
并不是因着有人拍拍我们的肩膀说没事儿没事儿。
We are thankful for friends.
我们对朋友的安慰，我们感恩。
When we are going through the valley of the shadow of death,
当我们过死荫的幽谷的时候，
we can be assured in spirit that we will overcome.
我们可以有确实的把握说我们必定得胜。
During that time, Jesus went down into the very depths of hell.
在那一刻，我们的主他走到了阴间的最深处。
Not a ray of light from heaven.
没有任何一点点天上的那个生命。
Why did God plunge him into such depth of darkness?
为什么神把他摆在这样一个极深的黑暗的里面？
To reassure us that there is a spirit of Christ in us that can overcome any and everything in life.
这乃是让我们有一个得胜的确据。无论我们经过什么环境，我们都可以得胜。
If we will gird ourselves each day with that spirit,
如果我们每一天都靠着这个灵来束腰的话，
by faith, get up in the morning and say, Lord, fill me with your spirit.
早晨起来，我们借着信心祷告主说，主啊，让你的灵充满我。
Whatever we go through, there is overcoming power. There's an overcoming spirit.
无论我们经过什么，里面有得胜的一个灵，一个生命。
This is the gospel.
这就是福音。
Oh, the gospel is more than just a person raising their hand and saying, I want to get saved. I want to be forgiven.
福音绝对远远超过只是把手举起来说我愿意相信而已。
The cross went to the core of the problem, I.
这个十字架来到我们生命问题的关键就是那个我。
Your enemy today is not your boss or your wife,or your husband. Your enemy is not your boss, not your wife, not your husband.
你的仇敌不是你的老板，不是你的妻子，不是你的丈夫。
I have one enemy, and it's I, me, myself.
我的己就是我的仇敌。
It is possessed with me.
他在那里捆绑我。
This I is the very thing that comes up and rears it says,I do not believe in God. I don't need God. I'm superior to God.
这个己在我们里面，我们觉得我们好像比神还要大，让我们拒绝神的恩典。
But the cross dealt with this I.
但是十字架对付这一个我。
I am crucified. I.
这个我已经被钉在十字架上。
The very core inner man.Has been crucified.
就是我们里面的那个人的那个核心已经被钉在十字架上。
And brothers and sisters, it's very important. We must stand in that reality moment by moment.
弟兄姊妹非常的重要， 每一个时刻我们都必须站在这一个实际的里面。
For 17 years, my wife and I have both been retired. We're with each other 24 hours a day.
17年，每一天24小时我们都在一起，我跟我的妻子。
No 8-10 hour reprieve going to... No, we're with each other. All three meals, all during the day.
因为我们都已经退休了，所以我们没有说在工作的时候大家都分开，我们总是在一起，每一天一天三餐都在一起。
One car, she wants to go to the store, I take her to the store.
我们只有一辆车，如果她要去买东西，我就带她去。
And as beautiful as she is,
那么何等的好。
I need another spirit to truly love her and to forgive her.
我实在需要另外一个灵能够来赦免，能够来跟他生活在一起。
We need God's life.
我们需要神的生命。
Every minute of the day.
每一秒钟都需要神的生命。
And I don't know if there's ever a day that goes by where I do not have to say, Helen, please forgive me.
实在说，我记不清什么时候我好像有这样的跟我太太说，海伦，
Please forgive me.
你原谅我。
This is called spiritual exercise.
这个实在是我们的属灵的操练。
And anytime we ask for forgiveness, life comes in. The spirit is renewed.
当我们来祈求赦免的时候，你就发现这一个生命就进来，这个灵就进来。
And the opposite is also true. We quench the spirit.
但是在相反的也同样是真实的，就是在那里消灭圣灵。
We grieve the spirit, and the spirit
我们让圣灵担忧
is not filling us.
灵就不能够充满在我们里面。
I've replaced the spirit of God with my spirit, my pride.
那么我就用我自己的骄傲来取代神的灵在我里面。
And we live like the world, Christians.
我们就好像这个世人一样在那里过日子。
Our behavior is no different than the world.
我们的态度，我们的和世人毫无分别。
And that's why the church is so feeble.
这就是为什么教会软弱的原因。
When the Lord said, I will build my church,
主说我要建造我的教会。
He was thinking of his life, he was thinking of the cross.
他在那里想到他的生命，想到他的十字架。
The power is there.
能力在这里。
The anointing is there.
那个膏油在这里。
The indwelling of the Spirit is there.
在内住的圣灵在这里。
For the taking, for the asking.
对那些寻求的，对那些愿意来支取的
，You have not because you ask not.
你们得不着，是因为你们不求。
In John 19,
在约翰福音第十九章
，And I'll just cover these quickly.
我想我就很快的把这些提过。
John 19:28-29, Jesus says, "I thirst."
在约翰福音第十章。28节那里说，主就说我渴。
Up to this time, he has not said anything about his personal life.
在这以后，主不再提到他个人的生命。
This asphyxiation caused by crucifixion and bleeding causes great thirst.
因着这样的十字架，因着这样的流血，他里面感到饥渴。
If you look at the excuse me, brother. If you look at the context of the verse, you'll see that Jesus recognizes all has been done.
这里面我们看见主一直的在那里，非常清楚他所做的是什么。
The work of the cross has been completed.
他知道十字架的工作已经完成。
And immediately they gave him.Some bitter herbs on a sponge, vinegar.
那里就有器皿装满了醋，他们就用海蓉蘸满了醋递给他。
This gall that they call it is a poison, and it's very, very bitter.
这里说到还有苦胆的醋，那个非常苦的那个苦胆。
The bitterness is to kind of shock the body for a second to cause you to forget about the pain.
那个苦到一个地步，让你整个身体会暂时忘记那一个十字架的痛苦。
It's also a poison. It's a venom.
它是非常有毒的。
And at this moment, the Lord is not only thinking of his physical life, but he is thirsting for his heavenly Father.
这里面我们知道并不单单的是他身体的渴，而且他实在是渴望他的天父。
We see in Psalm 42 where David thirsts for the Most High.
我们看见在这个诗篇里面，大卫也是这样的来渴慕至高者。
A healthy baby thirsts for mama's milk.
一个婴孩在那里望得着母亲的奶。If
you and I are healthy, we thirst for the Most High, thirst for spiritual things.
如果我生命是健康的话，我们就对于属灵的事是充满了饥渴。In
all of eternity past, Jesus had just been separated from his heavenly Father for 3 hours.
在过去的永远里面，我们的主和天父只分开那短短的三个钟头。And
when he finishes this salvation, he immediately says, "I thirst. I thirst for my Father's relationship."
当他完成了这伟大的救赎工作的时候，他立刻就说：“我实在是渴望那个父的那个交通。”A
healthy baby again, you don't have to try and get them to feed. It comes naturally. They're looking to nipple.
你根本不需要教导一个健康的孩子吃怎么吃，他自己就会吃。If
Christ has born us again, we do hunger and thirst for him.
当我们真重生蒙恩得救以后，我们就有这样的一个饥渴。It
comes from His Spirit.
是从他的灵里面出来的。It
doesn't come from going to a seminar on Bible study.
并不是从这个圣经学院，或者说从这个查经里面。So
many things, brothers and sisters, in our Christian life, we try to learn with our mind.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的基督徒生活里面，我们很多的时候是用我们的头脑来学习。But
in life, in the Lord's life, and by His Spirit, we automatically will pick up this book and want to read it.
实在说了，因着主的灵在我们里面，当我们来拿起圣经的时候，我们就愿意来读它。Ask
the Lord for that thirst.
让我们在主面前来祈求这样的饥渴。Give
you a spirit of hungering and thirsting after Him.
让我们里面有一个饥渴慕义的灵。Take
Him to the task. Say, Lord, put it in me. Admit, Lord, this book make much sense to me. I can't get interested. Tell the Lord that.
如果你实在是圣经的，你觉得非常的枯干，你把这些带到主的面前。But
give me the spirit that you had hanging on the cross to be in relationship with your Father.
你把在十字架上的那一个饥渴的灵放在我里面，让我里面也渴慕和父有这样的关系。Very
soon you can't put this book down. You'll carry it with you to work.
你就发现慢慢你就没有办法放下这本书，而且你盼望带着这本书去你的去一同的上班。It
becomes more important than bread alone. You'll enjoy a passage while having your lunch.
你就知道人活着并不是单靠食物，你就愿意在午餐的时候来读读主的话。
Couple verses down there. Verse 30. Of John 19.
约翰福音19章第30节.
Finished.
成了.
It is finished.
成了.
It's been done.
一切都成了.
The work on was complete.
在十字架上的工作成了.
Everything, all the resources needed for the Lord to say, build my church, done. Everything to take us as sinners and make us saints, done.
Because
the cross isn't just words of justification and separation, sanctification.
这里面我们说十字架并不单单的就是说只是一个称义，只是一个成圣而已。No,
it goes even deeper than that. It's a spirit of God.
这里比这个更加深的乃是神的灵。
That was poured out for us.
是 为了我们而浇灌下来。
Or as when Jesus hung there, a soldier came up and thrust a spear into his side and outpoured blood and water.
我们知道，当主钉在十字架上的时候，有个兵丁最后拿那个枪，从他肋旁就流出了血和水。
And that blood is a beautiful picture of our forgiveness.
那一个血流出来，一个非常美丽的图画，告诉我们，我们的罪得了赦免。
And life that is in the blood poured out.
那么这个生命在这个血里面也倾倒出来。
And that water of the Holy Spirit.
是那个象征着圣灵的那一个水流出来。
In order to complete us. And to make us perfect in Christ.
让我们可以在基督里达到完全的地步。
And in Luke 23:46, Jesus would finish with the seventh word when he said, Luke 23:46, he would say, Into thy hand, Father, I present my spirit.
路加福音23:46，耶稣大声喊着说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
My spirit was perfect. Hanging on the cross.
我在十字架上被钉的时候，那个灵是完全的。
I never became a discouraged spirit.
从来没有任何灰心丧胆的灵。
I did not have an offended spirit on the cross.
并没有一个软弱的灵。
I had a submitted spirit.
我有一个完全顺服的灵。
And as a result,I'm able now to give my spirit intact to you.
现在我把我的灵非常完整的交在父的手里。
And what did the Father do?
父做了什么呢？
He received the Lord Jesus. He received His Spirit.
父悦纳了主耶稣，悦纳他的灵。
And in less than 2 months.He would pour that spirit back out onto his body, the church.
50天以后，他就把这一个灵浇灌了下来，浇灌在他的教会的里面。
That spirit that was on the cross is what came down at Pentecost.
在十字架上那个灵，今天在五旬节就浇灌下来。
Wind,
好像一阵大风。
And it came upon all people that were ready to receive.
降临在每一个在那里预备好要接受的人身上
，like cloves of fire, tongues of fire，
好像舌头如火焰一样
，the spirit of Christ，
就是基督的灵
，the spirit of the cross，
是十字架的灵
，the spirit of God，
是神的灵
，all given to us，
一切都给了我们
，brothers and sisters， we do not have to live by our own power。
弟兄姊妹，我们实在不需要靠着我们自己的力量来生活。
Self-effort religion pervades Christianity today.
靠着自我的努力，今天在基督教里面好像是普遍的现象。
Well, I need to try and be nicer to my husband.
我需要这个试图着对我的先生好一点。
Oh, I need to be. I gotta.The Bible says I need to be kind to my wife. I need to try and be.
我因为圣经上是这样告诉我要对我的太太仁慈，所以我就努力的要对她仁慈一点。
There's an easier way.
这个有一个更容易的道路。
There's a better way.
是一个更好的道路。
It's God's way.
是神的道路。
Lord.
主啊。
I can't do it.
我不能做。
But you poured out your spirit.
但是你已经把你的灵浇灌下来。
Do it from within.
从里面做。
Give me that well of water in John 4 springing up in my life.
让那一个一井的泉源在我们里面涌流出来。
Give me those rivers of living water, John 7:37 in my life.
在约翰福音第七章那里说到那一个许多的活水的江河从我们里面流出来。
It'll be your spirit that would pour out on others.
是从你的灵里面流出来，来流到别人身上。
That's how Jesus is building His church.
这是神怎样来建造他的教会。
Not through attending meetings.
并不是借着仅仅的参加聚会而已。
You can sit here every day, have 100 different people go through here all day. It won't change you.
并不是说你整个这好像有100多个人在上面在那里找你就能够改变。
No, simply through obedience.
实在说来是借着简单的顺服。
When we obey in one area, the Spirit fills us.
只要一点点的顺服，圣灵就流进来。
When we obey in another area, the Spirit fills us.
我们在另外一方面又一点的顺服，圣灵又流进来一点。
Have you ever noticed how happy your children are when they're obedient?
你有没有看见当孩子们在那里顺服的时候，他们是何等的喜乐？
Have you ever seen a real happy child being disobedient? Never.
你有没有看见一个充满了喜乐的孩子，是那样的悖逆呢？没有。
Because the Spirit in them has been grieved and quenched.The spirit in them, in that child, has been grieved when they're disobedient.
哦，那么孩子们如果是那样的话，那么他们里面的灵是被消灭了，
And they become very selfish and independent.
啊，他们就成为非常的自私。
But there's grace.
但是有恩典。
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
主啊。
Thank you for your word.
谢谢你自己的话。
Thank you for that deep, deep work on the cross.
感谢你在十字架上所说的这些深刻的话语。
That was so thorough that got down right to the bottom of our problem.
实在说来，能够解决我们内心深处最根本的问题。
All we can do is come back this morning and just say thank you.
早晨我们所能做的就是来到你的面前说我们谢谢你。
We continue to worship you.
我们继续来敬拜你。
And we want to just worship you throughout this week.
我们这一个星期一直在活在这个敬拜的里面。
As we allow you to fill us with the Spirit of God.
让神的灵来充满在我们里面。
In Christ's name we pray.
靠主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Could we close by singing a song?
我们结束的时候唱一首诗歌。
628. Just as I am. Let's just sing this prayerfully and make this our personal prayer.
盼望我们用一个祷告的灵来唱，让这首诗歌成为我们每一个人在神面前的祷告。